Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the host of this show, Eric Metaxas, is a demanding taskmaster.
For example, he insists on my announcing this show at all hours of the day and night. In other words, whenever you listen to it, I must announce it. That's the rule. So please,
please, try and listen to this show at a reasonable time.
My wife and kids never get a good night's sleep, and it's destroying our family. No pressure.
All right. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Aaron.
Listen, this is a little exciting, so let's start out here. First of all, today is Monday.
It is.
Which is to say it's Miracle Monday. Mm-hmm. In hour two today, we're speaking to the daughter of Billy Graham, Ann Graham Lotz. She has beat cancer. It's inspiring to talk to somebody who's prayed their way through this and come out on the other side. She has a new book out, and I'm a huge fan of hers. She's an extraordinarily gracious woman. And so we're going to talk to her today. In a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to our friend John Zmirak. Folks, if you don't know who John Zmirak is, hold on to your hat. He's an extraordinary guest. We try to have him on every week. And today we're going to be talking about the president's policy with Erdogan and Turkey and Syria. Kind of a bad situation. John and I feel the president has made a grave error. We're going to be discussing that on the program. But right now, we have some happy news to begin with. We're doing a fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Those of you who listen to this program know how much I believe in the Alliance Defending Freedom. There's literally no one doing the work they're doing to fight for religious liberty in America. It seems absurd that we ought to depend on somebody like Alliance Defending Freedom to fight for religious liberty because it's in the Constitution. We should hardly have to make that case. Unfortunately, we do have to make the case. There are all kinds of threats to religious liberty. The ignorance about religious liberty has grown dramatically because we've been so blessed with religious liberty, we don't even think about it. But the Alliance Defending Freedom is on the job. We're raising funds. We want you to go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner. We have one of the heroes at Alliance Defending Freedom on the line right now to tell us what is happening. Kristen Wagoner, a joy to have you on again. Thanks for your time, and let's talk about what you all are doing.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's good to be here.
Well, you are involved in so many different things. You're the senior VP of the U.S. Legal Division and Communications and the General Counsel at the Alliance Defending Freedom. You have argued cases, it's a sobering thought for such as I, in front of the Supreme Court, and you and ADF routinely win because you know you have the Constitution on your side. But it's sobering for those of us who care about religious liberty to think that without you and without ADF, we wouldn't be winning these cases. You realize there's a little bit of pressure on you.
Well, we stand for the right of all Americans to be able to speak and to live out their faith in the public square. And we represented people of all faiths and people of no faith, because we realized that if we want to have these freedom for ourselves, then we have to be willing to extend them to those we disagree with. And that tolerance is a two-way street. But there's no question we have had our share of cases at the U.S. Supreme Court in the last several years. In fact, we've had 9 Supreme Court wins in the last 8 years, and our 10th Supreme Court case will be heard tomorrow at the U.S. Supreme Court. So it's important that we take these stands, and we're privileged to be able to walk alongside of people like Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop and Baron L. Stutzman out of Arlene's Flowers, and tomorrow Tom Ross and Nancy Ross at Harris Funeral Homes.
It's hard to believe that this will be literally tomorrow. So today, obviously, is Monday. Today's the 7th. So tomorrow, now who is going to be presenting this? Will this be you, or is it someone else from ADF?
Well, any time a case goes before the Supreme Court, there's a large team that supports it and then a smaller core team that's helping. John Bursch will be arguing the case. He's the former Solicitor General of Michigan and is our Vice President of Appellate Advocacy. And we're actually on a break, a 15-minute break right now from grilling him in our war room so that I can do this interview with you. So,
well, thank you, Kristen. Honestly,
I'll get back to it soon.
I've met you a number of times, and I'm in awe of what you and the other lawyers at ADF do. And I want to reiterate what you just said. This is not about Christian rights. This is about America, and this is about everyone in America. If we lose religious liberty, there are cases like the one before the court tomorrow, where it directly affects Christians because of their faith. But the reality is that religious liberty is enshrined in our Constitution for every single American. It makes no difference whether you're an atheist, a Muslim, a Christian, a Buddhist, anything that you might be. Religious liberty is for you, and we need to understand this. So it's one of the reasons I talk about it a lot on this program. But let's get into the specifics of the case before the court tomorrow that ADF is going to be arguing.
Sure. In terms of the facts of the case, it involves a family-owned funeral home. They've been serving the Detroit community for over 100 years. And part of their service to their community is they minister to grieving families, their funeral home, and they have a sex-specific dress code policy that's designed to ensure that their employees are kind of blending into the background as they are working with people. They're truly at some of the lowest moments of their lives, and that includes they wear dark clothes, they don't have tattoos that are showing, they don't have flashy hair or jewelry, and they hired a biological man who signed to agree to follow the dress code policy for men, and 6 years later, he told Tom Ross that he was going to take 2 weeks off and return to work dressing and presenting as a woman, which would be a violation of their sex-specific dress code. The EEOC decided that they were going to create a test case to try to get it up to the U.S. Supreme Court to expand federal employment law's definition of sex discrimination to include gender identity. So the issue is whether that's permissible, and really it's also an issue of the rule of law and the implications of what happens when the wrong governmental body or branch decides to become an activist and change the law rather than Congress.
And what is the EEOC? Forgive me for interrupting. What is the EEOC?
It's the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. So it's the government agency in the federal government that's responsible to sort of execute or administer federal employment law. So the way they've interpreted this would apply really to all employers across the nation.
I mean, this is just to break it down for anybody who hasn't been listening carefully. We're talking about a funeral home. Obviously, when anybody goes to a funeral home, you're about as low as you can be. You're grieving. And the funeral home very correctly says, we know it's not about us. It's about the people who walk in here who are not just paying money, who are grieving. And we don't want to stand out. We don't want to wear any kind of clothes or any. We don't want to draw attention to ourselves. We want to just be there to comfort them. And so a man has now declared that he is going to be dressing as a woman. I can only think that anybody in this funeral home who is already deeply rattled emotionally from the loss of a loved one, to see a man dressed as a woman, would not be comforting to them. And so the funeral home obviously says this is not what we need in an employee. It's an amazingly simple thing. And I think that's why I find some of this funny and disturbing, that most Americans would understand this. You don't even need to discuss it, that you get it immediately why this is so important. And yet we have this ham-fisted big state insisting that, no, the government knows more than you do, and we're going to change things. So this is literally happening tomorrow. So first of all, Kristen, those who are listening to this program will be praying, because we need the prayers of people. These things don't go easily. But I just want to, on behalf of every American, I want to thank you and ADF for what you're doing. I know personally that if it weren't for you and ADF, things would be unraveling at a rapid pace. So I simply want to say thank you and thank ADF for what you're doing. When we come back, we're going to talk to John Smirek, and I will let you know, folks, how you can give to ADF. This is very important. You can go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the banner. They desperately need your help. America desperately needs your help. Kristen Wagner, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don't discard me just because you think I mean you harm.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help? Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man, what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Make like a Mr. Milk Toast, you'll get shut out.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's the chairman of the board, old Blue Eyes. And by the way, Albin.
Yes, I have blue eyes, too.
You have blue eyes, too. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. No, what I was going to say was that I am doing a big TV Christmas special on TBN. On TV. Not on the radio, folks. No, no, no. This is TV Christmas special, and I'm pretty sure we're going to have Joe Piscopo, SNL's Joe Piscopo, performing a song, a Sinatra song. He performs as Sinatra.
He does.
He's unbelievable. So I had to mention that. But we'll be updating you on that. We also have Victoria Jackson. Yes. I think we have everybody from SNL before 1999. Okay, so a couple things. John Zmierek is going to be on the program in a couple of seconds. Before that, I want to remind you, we've been talking to Kristen Wagner of the Alliance Defending Freedom. Everyone asks me, Eric, what can I do? Things are tough in America right now. What is something that I can do? Well, sometimes it's very simple. If you really want to talk about what is being threatened most dramatically today, it is religious liberty. Why do I say that? Well, practically half of the things that I tweet have to do with religious liberty. It's some government organization overreaching, not understanding the concept of religious liberty, the First Amendment. And if we don't fight, we all lose. And when I say we all lose, I don't mean just everybody listening to this program. Everyone in America loses, because this is a foundational liberty. It's at the center of everything. I don't have time to explain it right now, but I will say that we're doing a fundraiser right now, and if you want to do something, this is significant. The Alliance Defending Freedom is, as far as I can tell, the last line of defense. They go to the Supreme Court literally tomorrow to argue a case that should be open and shut. If it weren't for the Alliance Defending Freedom, it would be open and shut in the wrong direction. This is a group of people are trying to force a funeral home to let one of the people that attends the bereaved, to a man, to dress as a woman. And you think, this is pretty basic. An organization, a funeral home, ought to be able to say, listen, that doesn't work for us. We care about the bereaved, and this is going to freak some people out. It doesn't matter how anybody feels. It only matters how our customers feel. Well, this has to go to the Alliance Defending Freedom to fight at the Supreme Court tomorrow. The Alliance Defending Freedom does this for free. They need your help. So before I talk to John Zmierek, I want to encourage you folks. This is huge. We're asking you to give generously to the Alliance Defending Freedom. This is one of these things I honestly don't think you can go wrong. They are, I know the organization, I know the folks involved. They are the last line of defense, which is horrifying to think about, because that shouldn't be the case, but it is the case. There are very few folks doing what they do. Nobody doing it better than the Alliance Defending Freedom. So you can go to MetaxasTalk.com and you can click on the banner. We will reward you for what you give. We want to thank you, but I know you don't do that. Do it because it's the right thing. Bob Trent works at the Alliance Defending Freedom, and he says that the courage of the funeral home directors should inspire us all. I want to play that clip right now.
They are standing up for everybody's freedom. They could have made an easy choice and just gone along with what the government was telling them to do and compromise in their beliefs, and they were not willing to do that. I just get a great amount of satisfaction knowing each day that we get to stand along and defend people like that, because what they're doing is an example and protects all of us.
It's so huge. Again, folks, people say, what can I do? Things are tough in America right now. I promise you, it doesn't get more central than this. You cannot go wrong. Go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner, Alliance Defending Freedom. We've all got to stand up. I mean, if you don't give $100 today, this will be reflected in your taxes a few years from now. You'll pay $1,000 to help the other side. I hate to sound draconian, but I don't think there's any hyperbole. This is a battle we have to fight right now. Otherwise, we will pay grievously in the future, because it doesn't get more basic than this. Again, the website is right on our website, MetaxasTalk.com. And I'll give you the phone number and I'll give it to you later. It's 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. Very, very important. I can't stress it enough. In hour two today, we have Ann Graham Lotz, daughter of Billy Graham. Very, very exciting Miracle Monday. But right now we have the great joy and privilege of speaking with our friend John Zmirak. John Zmirak, welcome to the program. And let's talk about what is happening with the president and our relationship with Turkey's Erdogan right now.
Yeah, hi, Eric. Thank you. I'm not in the best of moods today because the president has made a terrible mistake, a really historic mistake, and there's still time to reverse it, but the time is running out. But what happened is there's a region of Syria called northeastern Syria that developed in the course of the civil war where there is religious freedom. There is democracy. There's decentralized government. The main people there are the Kurds, who are sort of secularized Muslims. There are also Arab Muslims and a lot of Syrian Christians. Syrian Christians are part of the government. They have their own militia. Their churches are absolutely free. And unlike the rest of the Middle East, except for Israel, everywhere else, the Christians are free to evangelize. They're free to preach to non-Christians. Thousands of Kurds have become Christians in this region. And now Turkey is going to invade the region and unleash al-Qaeda mercenaries to hunt down and kill those Christians. I know that will happen because Turkey already invaded a part of Syria back in January, and that's exactly what happened. Newly planted Christian churches being blown up, those who converted from Islam being executed because that violates Sharia law. All of this is going to happen, and the worst part is the people it's happening to, are the people who provided the Syrian Democratic Forces, the people who fought ISIS so our soldiers wouldn't have to, who defeated ISIS, who were our allies. Trump praised them. Trump pointed out they were doing the fighting. Thousands of them died. Only like a few dozen Americans died in the war against ISIS. Thousands of these Syrian Democratic Forces perished, and they have all these ISIS prisoners. Now, I don't know what Erdogan said or did, but Trump blinked and he backed down. He's pulling American troops out. What's going to happen is a Turkish invasion supported by al-Qaeda mercenaries, the same people who blew up the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, are going to flood in, and the Syrian Democratic Forces will no longer be able to contain ISIS. They have 70,000 people, fighters and their families, that they're holding prisoner. They're going to have to release them so they can defend themselves. Those ISIS will come back to life overnight, and it will flood into Iraq and persecute Christians and Yazidis and minority Muslims again.
I just want to ask you, first of all, I want to make clear to my audience, you, John Zmirak, are the opposite of a neocon. When we invaded Iraq a long time ago, I remember having lunch with you, and you were the only conservative I knew, and I disagreed with you at the time. I didn't understand the situation, but you were very, very strong about not going in. So you are not a hawk, and yet in this case, you are saying clearly it's the wrong thing to pull our troops out. Senator Lindsey Graham went crazy on this. He's been an ally of the president in just about everything. On this, he has lambasted the president. Mike Huckabee has lambasted the president. So what do you think is the reason that the president would be doing something that most people whose opinion I value would disagree with?
I don't know. I'm just speculating here, okay? It may be that in the middle of this impeachment mess, he doesn't want, you know, he doesn't want the risk of a war with Turkey, even though the Turks would be insane to take us on. We could have Ankara in rubble in a few minutes. Maybe I don't know, but it's Erdogan seems, this is the second or third time that Trump got on the phone with Erdogan and caved in. It seems like a personal thing, like there's some personal rapport there that Erdogan knows how to push his buttons. I don't know.
Well, Erdogan is a bad man, and I don't say this because
bad.
I'm a Greek and he's a Turk. I say this because he's a bad man. He is, for Turkish nationalism, he's very, very pro-radical Muslim in a way that Turkish leaders have not been. So he doesn't strike me as someone who can be trusted on the face of it. But in something
he
like this,
create ISIS.
Pardon me?
The Turks helped create ISIS. They were giving them guns and buying their oil. Remember, Erdogan helped start the Syrian civil war. He wanted to overthrow Assad. He wanted to grab part of Syria, and he's still engaged in that. And when the White House said that the Turks will contain ISIS, they will just recruit ISIS. These people have the same exact ideology. The ISIS fighters will just join the al-Qaeda mercenaries who are already working for Turkey, who already massacred Christians in Afrin back in January. This is going to be a brutal massacre. And here's the most horrifying part of it, Eric. We're not pulling our troops all the way out of Syria. We're going to get the Turks in. But what that means is our troops will essentially be trapping our allies, our SDF allies. We'll be trapping them in place so the Turks can kill them. It's like our soldiers are going to be asked to be concentration camp guards. It's going to be a genocide, and our troops are going to be standing there while it happens in the eyes of the world. This could destroy Trump's, not just his foreign policy legacy. This could really, really damage his presidency.
I'm afraid you're right. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to John Smirek. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
With our news, I'm John Scott. Turkish President Erdogan says American troops have started withdrawing from positions in northern Syria. The White House says U.S. forces in northeast Syria will move aside and clear the way for an expected Turkish incursion. The Supreme Court is meeting for its first public session since late June. First up today was a death penalty case from Kansas about whether states can abolish an insanity defense for criminal defendants. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson attempting to overcome opposition to his Brexit deal. French President Macron has said the EU will decide by the end of the week whether an amicable divorce deal is possible. The 2019 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine was awarded to two Americans and a British scientist for their discoveries in how the body cells sense and react to oxygen levels, the work paving the way for new strategies to fight anemia and cancer. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting here with Alvin. We're talking to John Zmirak in Hour 2 today. I'm talking to the daughter of Billy Graham, Ann Graham Lotz, and I want to tell you that tomorrow night in Chicago at the Schomburg Center, we're having a special Socrates in the City in affiliation with Judson University. I will be interviewing Carolyn Kennedy. Should be an extraordinary evening. That's Judson University putting this on, Socrates in the City, tomorrow night in Chicago at the Schomburg Center in Schomburg, Illinois. John Zmirak, the words that Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina has used are as strong or even stronger than the ones you're using. He says that this is an impulsive decision by the president that has undone all the gains we've made, thrown the region into further chaos. Iran is licking their chops, and he says, and if I'm an ISIS fighter, I've got a second lease on life. To those who think has been defeated, you will soon see, and to Turkey, you have destroyed the relationship, what little you had with the U.S. Congress, and I'll do everything I can to sanction Turkey's military and their economy if they step one foot into Syria. You kind of wonder who has the president's ear on this and what Mike Pompeo has to say. I would think that Mike Pompeo would understand this.
Pompeo, I think, was on the right side of this. And from what I've read, Trump ignored him and pretty much all his advisors. This seemed like a personal, impulsive decision. And, I think it's an extremely damaging one for Christians in the region, also for freedom in the region. Remember the original goal of the Iraq War was to create an island of democracy and religious freedom in the region.
Right.
Which, you know, that didn't work out. Okay, it didn't. Iraq has not become that. Iraq is still a terrible, terrible mess. But this part of Syria, where the Kurds dominate, where they're giving religious freedom to Christians, to Yazidis, to everyone. You could open a synagogue there and convert Muslims to Judaism, and nobody would bother you. This is the one island of freedom in the Middle East, outside Israel. This is everything American ideals are supposed to be about, everything we say we stand for in the region and around the world, religious freedom. I mean, just last week, the president had this big event in the White House saying, we're going to defend and advance religious freedom around the world. And like a week later, on the anniversary of the Battle of Lepanto, when thousands and thousands of Christian slaves were freed from the Turks in that great naval battle, which G.K. Chesterton celebrated in his great poem, Lepanto, on the anniversary of that liberation of thousands of Christians from Turkish slavery, we are pulling our troops out to subject thousands and thousands of Christians to Turkish slavery again. It's a very bitter irony.
I wonder who has the president's ear or who could get to him on this. And it is another reason to find the Democrats pushing for impeachment to be despicable is that it throws the entire country into such chaos that the president and others will necessarily take their eye off the ball on things like this because impeachment becomes such a pressing.
That's what happens when one of the two major parties commits itself to just obstructing and sabotaging the government for 3 years in a row.
It's an extraordinary thing. Lives will be lost. What do you suppose Congress can do at this point? When we have Lindsey Graham in the Senate speaking so strongly, surely he's not the only one who feels this way.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. Congress, rightly, doesn't have that much influence over foreign policy. It is the president's supposed to have a relatively free hand except to declare war. But you know, I think the president is losing himself, maybe losing himself some votes he needs in an impeachment proceeding. This is not the time to be telling evangelical Christians, yeah, I don't care if thousands of your co-religionists are slaughtered over in Syria. Yeah, and I don't care if ISIS is unleashed on the Christians of Iraq. You know, I had a gut feeling, and I'm going to follow my gut. Because there's no argument for this.
Well,
we're not even pulling our troops out of the country. We're just pulling them out of the killing zone so that they can trap the Christians and the Kurds between U.S. troops and the Turks. I mean, we're not even pulling out. You can't call this non-interventionism. We're still there. We're just going to make room for the massacre.
Well, this is what the president tweeted this morning. He said, the U.S. has destroyed 100% of the ISIS caliphate, which I think is a mistake on his part. I don't know if that's hyperbole or wishful thinking. He says it's time for us to get out of these ridiculous, endless wars. Now, with that, I would agree. He says many of them are tribal and we need to bring our soldiers home. We'll fight where it is to our benefit and only fight to win. Somebody needs to help him understand that sticking up for our allies like the Kurds is to our benefit. That
yeah.
Sticking up for religious liberty in a place like this part of Syria where the Kurds are and the Yazidis is to our benefit. Somebody needs to make that
Who's
case.
Who's going to ally with us now? Who wants to be the lesson, the message the president is sending the world is don't ally with the Americans. We will use you up and throw you away the moment we're finished with you. You know what that means? That means the next time you have to do something like fight ISIS, we'll have to do it ourselves. You'll have the Illinois National Guard over there because you won't have any Kurdish allies. Nobody's going to want to ally with a country that kicks them to the curb. It was bad enough what happened in Vietnam. This will be a moral disgrace on the level of what happened to South Vietnam.
All right.
Where we just abandoned people, left them behind.
We're gonna be right back talking to John Smerek. Folks, our website is MetaxasTalk.com. If you care about religious freedom, and again, we keep coming back to it, go to our website, give to ADF. The banner is there. We need your help. It's important. Thank you. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all these people. It's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show, talking to John Zmirak. Of course, we're talking about religious liberty, this time in the Middle East. If you care about religious liberty, I'm begging you, go to our website, click on the banner, ADF. This is the front line in the battle for freedom in general, religious liberty. I don't have time to go into it, but I'm telling you, this is so huge right now, the fact that we have to fight this battle, and we do have to fight it, so please help us. ADF is the banner. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. John, I just want to ask you, we're talking about what's happening in the Middle East. What is the possible argument that this president could make? I mean, I guess I want to say this. I have supported this president largely because I think he is facing things that no president has had to face. But when he does something that I consider wrong, and you're the same as I am, we feel an obligation for his sake, for the nation's sake, for the sake of truth, to tell him, Mr. President, you've made a horrible mistake. Please reconsider. Go ahead.
This is like the U.S. in 1945 deciding, you know what, we fought enough. We're going to leave the Nazis in charge of France. The French really didn't pull their weight. We're going to leave the Nazis in charge of France, and we're pulling out. Enough men have died. I mean, this will put al-Qaeda in charge of northeastern Syria. The people who started the whole mess that got us into Iraq and Afghanistan, they're going to be the winners here. ISIS are going to be set free. They're going to take over a large section of Iraq. They're going to be the winners here. There is no upside to this whatsoever except to avoid conflict with Turkey, which is not really our ally. Turkey has, they helped start ISIS. Turkey helped start the Syrian civil war. And then all these tens of hundreds of thousands of refugees, they threatened the European Union. Unless you pay us money, we're going to dump these people. We're going to send more and more and more of these Syrian refugees to Western countries. And we've seen the results of all these military age young Muslim men in Frankfurt, in Paris, in London, in Berlin. You've had terrorism, anti-Semitism, women are being terrorized. They're telling women, don't go jogging in your jogging clothes because it offends the Muslim refugees. Erdogan is far more of an enemy to the United States than Vladimir Putin or anyone in the region. I would say Turkey is right up there with China as countries that threaten America's national interests. And we have this archaic leftover NATO alliance with them back from when they were a secularist government that repressed their radical Muslims. Now the radical Muslims have taken over, but we're still stuck in NATO with them. It's like we're in a bad celibate marriage. We need to get out of this?
I'm always trying to understand the other side. What do you think the president might be thinking to make him make this this terrible decision? I mean, what is it about our relationship with Erdogan? I simply don't understand how it's possible for him to have done this.
It may be that Erdogan has threatened to go closer to the Russians and cozy up to the Russians. I mean, just a month ago, Turkey bought this advanced weapon system from Russia against our request, and the U.S. actually refused to sell jets to Turkey. We said, we're not going to give you these advanced jets because you're going to let Russians on them and they'll steal our technology. Erdogan is a dangerous, violent, radical Muslim, aggressive anti-Israel. He's blowing up old Orthodox churches all around Turkey. You know, ancient monasteries, they're dynamiting them. He's taking Hagia Sophia, the great Christian cathedral, which has been a museum. He's going to turn it into a mosque again. He's talking about restarting the Ottoman Empire, which would entail conquering half of Eastern Europe. This is an aggressive, violent thug who has tens of thousands of journalists rotting in prison in his own country, and we're pretending that it's a democratic regime part of our NATO alliance. Maybe Trump's in denial and he thinks we can keep the Turks on our side. The Turks are not on our side. They are, in a sense, the enemy of Europe. Erdogan went to Germany and told Turkish women, have more children, we want to make Germany Muslim.
Erdogan
what part
said
of that is compatible with American values?
Well, listen, Erdogan to me is, you know, I as a kid growing up in the Greek community, I was raised to hate the Turks, right? Well, I realized that was a reaction to what happened under four centuries of Ottoman rule, and that as I was growing up, I realized the Turks of today are not the Turks that they were in the Ottoman Empire. But Erdogan
is
everything that my fellow Greeks and those who love liberty hated and went to war with in the Greek in the battle for independence that Greeks won in 1821. We've returned to that kind of a radical Muslim Turkey. It's not the Turkey that it was 15 or 20 years ago. People need to understand this. I still don't quite understand how this administration could be getting this wrong.
I don't either, but I think people need to contact the White House. Their pastors need to. We need to pray on this feast of a great Christian victory over the Turks at the Battle of Lepanto. And it's worth going and reading G.K. Chesterton's great poem, Lepanto. It's one of the most beautiful in the English language.
What year was the battle for Lepanto?
1570 or something like that. I don't know if I have it at the top of my head. It was the 1560s or 70s. And what it did was it ended Turkish naval supremacy in the Mediterranean. A big part of that was tens of thousands of Christian women were abducted by Muslim pirates and made sex slaves all across the Mediterranean over the course of many centuries. In fact, the reason the French got into Algeria in the first place in 1830 was to stop the Muslim sex slave trade of European women. They were raiding European coastal settlements and taking thousands of women. The slave trade was the heart of the Muslim economy for hundreds of years, and there were black slaves in Africa and white slaves in the Mediterranean. Well, that helped end, to some degree, the scourge of Muslim sex trafficking of Christian women who'd been kidnapped by Muslim pirates. And remember, America's first war was against the Barbary pirates
who were doing the same thing. That's right. It's hard for us to believe that we have to fight this over and over, but we do. I hope people will be praying that this president will see the light on this. We're going to be right back, continue the conversation with John Zmierich. Don't forget, Alliance Defending Freedom. Go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. We need your help.
I know they never match my sweet imagination.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is withdrawing U.S. troops from northern Syria after backing Kurdish fighters in the battle against the Islamic State group.
Syria's Kurds are accusing the United States of turning its back on its allies, but President Trump says it's time for the U.S. to get out of these ridiculous endless wars and bring our soldiers home. He goes on to say we will fight where it is to our benefit and only fight to win.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors now on day 21. Correspondent Tom Krischer reports both sides feeling the pain.
The strikers are having to live on $250 a week now. They normally make at least $1,200. The company, on the other hand, by one analyst estimate, is losing $82 million a day. All of their U.S. production is shut down.
49,000 workers on the picket line. The Dow is down 72 points, the NASDAQ off 23. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, Angie, baby.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to John Zmierich. In hour two, we will have Ann Graham Lotz, the daughter of Billy Graham. Amazing conversation with her every time I get to talk to her. John, we've just got a few minutes left in this hour. Can we drag you into the beginning of the next hour? Do you have a few minutes after the segment?
Sure.
Okay. Anything left to say on this, or should we move on?
Well, I had another thing I wanted to talk about religious freedom.
Yeah.
I've got a column at the Stream. The title is Human Dignity, a Bible Scrap Used as a Pagan Spell.
Human Dignity, a Bible Scrap Used as a Pagan Spell.
That's
okay,
right.
At the Stream.
And this comes from a case in Britain. There was a doctor there. He was a disability assessor. He was in charge of, like, you meet with people who said they were disabled, find out how disabled they are, make sure it's real, you know, look at their benefits. He had a client show up, a 6-foot-tall bearded man who claimed he was transgender and wanted to be called Miss or Madam. And this fellow, David McArath, is a Christian, and he doesn't believe in transgenderism. He thinks it's nonsense. So he said, "I'm sorry, but I can't use your preferred pronouns because it goes against my religion."
And especially if you can insist on having the beard.
Yeah, he exactly. Well,
we're not kidding. Hang on, we're not kidding. So this guy. He's confronted with a huge guy with a beard. The guy with the beard says, "I'm a woman. I want you to call me Miss,
Madam.
She, Madam, whatever it is." This doctor says, "I'm sorry, I can't do that."
Right, and they fire him.
And he gets fired.
He sued based on his religious freedom. Well, a court in Britain just ruled that his faith, the Christian faith, is not compatible with human dignity as set forth in British law.
So, okay, so
a British court has ruled that Christianity is not compatible with human dignity.
All right, we can talk about this more in the next few minutes before we bring Ann Graham Lotz on. But I just want to make the case again here that when I put this out on Twitter and on Facebook, I say to people, look at what is happening. This is legal, okay? This man was defeated legally for having the most basic Christian worldview. He was told, your job has been forfeited, goodbye, unless you're willing to knuckle under to this thing that we invented 10 minutes ago, okay? These transgender laws that there's no basis in English law. There's no basis in history. It's something we just invented. It's a politically correct thing, and we're going to impose it with the full power of the state. You're going to lose your job. I want to make the case, folks, unless you are willing to fight for religious liberty and do things like give to the Alliance Defending Freedom now and take this seriously now, in no time, this is coming to America. In fact, if it weren't for the Alliance Defending Freedom, this would already have come to America. The difference between us and England, where this is happening, is they don't have an Alliance Defending Freedom. We do. So I never put it as nakedly as I am doing now, but I want to say this is something we need your help. I'll give you the phone number, actually, before we go to the break. But you can go to our website, which is Eric Metaxas. I'm sorry, MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner there. But here's the phone number. This is as urgent as it gets. 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. We really need your help. This is a battle like none other. We really have to rise to the occasion. 800-556-2770. Be generous. When we come back, a few minutes left with John Zmirak to continue this conversation, and then Ann Graham Lotz. Stick around.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.